Hi, it's Dave Stachowiak, host of the Coaching for Leaders podcast. This isn't a typical episode, though. Instead, it's the first of five audio lessons I'm sharing with you this week as applications are open to the Coaching for Leaders Academy through this Friday, March 15th. You can discover more about the Academy and apply by visiting coachingforleaders.com/academy before the end of the day on Friday. Once a day for the next 5 days, I'll be sharing one of the key elements of the five-step framework to help you create movement in your leadership development. It is the exact same framework we use within the Academy community. And then on this Friday, I'll send out all the audios and transcripts from these lessons so you can use them in your own professional development, regardless if the Academy is the right fit for you or not. If you're not already receiving my weekly leadership guides and want to get access to these transcripts as well, simply visit coachingforleaders.com to activate your free membership anytime this week. Most of what people call learning is actually knowledge gathering. Reading business books, going to conferences, attending courses, listening to podcasts, reading articles online, all great stuff to do. But without any behavior change, it's not real learning. Real learning is a lot harder and requires us to actually change our behavior. If you've ever gotten tough feedback from a boss, perhaps have a fear of public speaking, or if you've ever had on a personal level a health scare that's necessitated you to substantially change your diet or exercise, you already know how hard it is to make real behavior change. The five steps you'll hear in these lessons aren't going to make behavior change easy, but they will give you a clear framework to create movement almost immediately. A good friend of mine saw my recent comment about people confusing learning and knowledge gathering and sent me an email over the weekend. She said, "On StrengthsFinder, input is one of my top five talents. I gather knowledge, but no one could ever possibly integrate all of it. And so then it becomes a problem. What do I do with it? How do I manage it? How do I decide what to move on and what to delete?" Well, I sent her a reply saying that I don't think it's just the people with input as one of their top strengths who struggle with this. In the digital age today, we're all bombarded with tons of input and data each day. So how do you actually start to get traction on creating movement? The first step is deciding one place to start over the next 90 days and zeroing in there first. Even though this is the first step to generate movement, it's probably one of the hardest. That's because a lot of our organizations, families, industries, even social media have convinced us that we can have it all. We can do everything, and we can do it all pretty well if we really put our minds to it. I actually think that the smarter you are and the more success you've had in your career up to this point, the harder it is to zero in on learning a single leadership skill. Many of us got to where we are by holding a lot in our brains and having a ton of useful knowledge that we are able to pull on in any given moment. But that's why you see a lot of people hit a plateau in their careers once they've gone as far as they can with the technical skill set. And I don't think it's entirely an accident as to why Marshall Goldsmith, probably the best-known executive coach, wrote the book for leaders called What Got You Here Won't Get You There. Often when I invite high-achieving people to zero in on one place to get traction, I get a bit of pushback saying that such a strategy would ignore the other 10 things that are also important this quarter. I have to tell you, that's where I started too. My assumption was for a long time, far better to make some progress on everything, right? Rather than zeroing on one thing and only making progress there. But now, after almost 20 years of being intimately involved in thousands of hours of training, facilitation, and coaching, the difference in the results observing people who've used these different methods is night and day. The people who try to focus in on getting movement on a bunch of different behaviors all at once in their development tend to see pretty little traction. And the people who zero in on getting better at one behavior often see progress that surprises them. And it's not just my experience. I mentioned Marshall Goldsmith a moment ago. When he enters into a coaching engagement with one of the top business executives in the world, they focus on just one or two behaviors over a period of months. Chris McChesney, co-author of the massively popular book, The Four Disciplines of Execution, encourages leaders to focus on just one wildly important goal when trying to move numbers. Dale Carnegie courses for over 100 years get participants to zero in on making a commitment to only one behavior change in any given week. Even our biology lines up with this, focusing on one thing at a time. Studies today using the fMRI machines have consistently concluded that, as amazing as our brains are, it's even impossible to hold two separate thoughts at the same time. That's why you've been seeing all these articles in the past decade about why multitasking is a myth. And yet, we try so hard to do everything all at once, most of the time. Just think about your own experience. When are you most effective in your work? When you walk into a new week without having done a whole lot of planning and strategy, just trying to tackle everything all at once? Or when you've come into a day or a week with a clear focus on where to start? That's why the first step in generating movement is to decide where to zero in and start. Not because you're ignoring everything else, not because other things aren't important too, because you want to generate serious, real movement. That's why my invitation to you today is to decide where to start. So let's say, as an example, I want to get more concise in meetings that I attend. That's a clear, focused behavior that I can get better on in the next 90 days. But one thing I've learned recently is it's key how you phrase it. James Clear appeared on the podcast in 2018 and made the case for identity-based goals, a key finding that he articulates in his book, Atomic Habits. His research finds that if you really want to build good habits, it's helpful to frame behavior change not as a goal, but as an identity. Before I read his book, I had always encouraged people to take on a new identity in their visions over time, 2 to 3 years. But for creating movement over 90 days, tactically, I always suggested framing that as a goal. And I've changed my mind after diving in on his work. Now I encourage every Academy member, client, even friends, whenever they're trying to change a behavior, to frame it as a new identity. Here's how it sounds different. A goal might sound like this around being concise. I want to get better at being more concise in meetings. Good goal, right? An identity sounds different. An identity is, I communicate concisely in meetings. Hear the difference? A goal is an outcome, but an identity is a decision about who you are becoming. I know that's hard to say, especially in that present tense language when it's not yet true. But it's essential to getting movement, since articulating this new identity now helps you to take the actions that will line up with it. This is why inside our academy, our members always have a 90-day commitment focusing on a single new identity that they're taking on. My invitation to you is to do the same thing with where you want to create movement in the next 90 days. Now that you've determined that new identity, where are you going to start? That's going to be in the second lesson. And if you're ready to create movement in your professional development this year with a supportive community of peer leaders and me, the Coaching for Leaders Academy may be right for you. Discover more and apply at coachingforleaders.com/academy by this Friday, March 15th. Tomorrow, the second step on how to step into your new identity through daily actions. Talk to you then.